I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Reaching for the TV remote is such a habit now, it's hard to imagine Atlanta viewers were once thrilled to have two TV stations to watch. In late 1948, WSB-TV was it. It was 6 months before you could change channels. Then on this day in 1949, WAGA went on the air. On a set like the Munts, which cost a pretty late 40s penny, a comparatively small audience watched Channel 5's 3 hours of evening programming from CBS, the DuMont Network, and occasionally ABC. Between 1948 and 1956, Georgia had only 14 commercial stations. TV stations cost a lot to start up. WAGA started in a house, then moved into its larger studios at 1018 West Peachtree. The tower was literally in the backyard. The mascot, the janitor's pet, was a black Yorkshire Terrier named Wagga. Before long, they were offering Atlanta Cracker baseball and a country music show hosted by John Farmer. The channel-changing ritual started with WAGA's premiere on March 8, 1949, Today in Georgia History.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.